the first customs dragon issue, nicknamed the Large Dragon Stamps. Let's recognize the background story regarding the issuance of Chinese first set of stamps. The modernization of Chinese postal system was initiated and engineered by Robert Hart, who was a British subject, as well as the Inspector General of the Chinese Imperial Maritime Customs. Based on his recommendation, the Imperial Customs Office was approved to operate postal services to the public. In 1878, Robert Hart gave Gustav Dietring, a German who was then the commissioner of the Imperial Customs at Tianjin, considerable authorities for establishing and managing customs postal service at five Chinese treaty ports, namely Beijing, Tianjin, Yantai, Niuzhuang, and Shanghai. The service was indeed offered to the public, but for delivering mail written in English only. On the other hand, Dietring had set up, as an experiment, Chinese postal sections by the side of the customs post offices at these five locations. They were the Chinese and Foreign Letter Agencies, or Huayang Shuxin Guan, responsible for the transmissions of Chinese mail. By July 1878, the Statistical Department of the Customs had finished the initial printings for the set of three stamps with the denominations of 1, 3, and 5 candrons, respectively. At the time, the currency basis for all business transactions was tael, and 1 tael was equivalent to 100 silver candrons. Each of the denominations was printed with the central design of a dragon playing with the night-shining pearl which it guarded. But the designs differed slightly in detail. Historically speaking, the dragon, or long, had been the symbol of the ruling emperor, as well as the emblem of imperial power. Hence, the mythical creature of dragon had been selected for the central design on 11 of 20 stamps issued by the Imperial Customs Post. Similar implications may be applied to the stamps issued by Great Britain, as the issues always included the portraits of the queens and kings. As these three earliest Chinese stamps featured the dragon as their central designs and were issued by the Imperial Customs Post, they have been called the first customs dragon stamps by Chinese philatelists. Furthermore, they were printed with larger design and format by comparing to their successors known as the second customs dragon stamps, the so-called the large dragon stamps. The second customs dragon stamps have, therefore, been nicknamed the small dragon stamps.